Thank you for your generous support for bunnies. Because you've been such a good bunny supporter, you get a reward. I want to invite you to the Bunny Club for a very, very special experience. Now I know everything is all digital these days, so you'll be glad to know you don't even have to leave your chair or your bed or wherever you are. You can just shut your eyes and imagine you're right there. Can you do that with me? Just close your eyes and let me set the scene for you. A path in a forest, winding and long, and just ahead of you, you see a pretty girl. She's facing you and has a pair of long, wide bunny ears and a cute, puffy tail. She's wearing a leotard and a pair of fishnet tights, both black, and a white collar and cuffs. The perfect pretty bunny girl. She's got big pink lips and soft blue eyes that seem to call you to her. Can you see her? Her little nose twitching. She's so cute, isn't she? You can't help but look. And she leans forward, giving you a generous peek down her top right into her bunny cleavage, and beckons you to follow her with a crooked finger. With a hop and a jump, she turns, bouncing through the trees along the path. You follow her, wondering where she might lead. She's so cute, and her butt is perfectly pursed, covered in the fishnets that draw your eye. It would be silly not to follow her. She looks innocent enough, and she stopped again, finally, to say something.
Hey! She says, follow me for a fun time. I want you to meet some more bunnies just like me.
And with that, she hops away out of sight. Well, that's not an offer one refuses, so you rush after her. The path is winding along, and you find yourself feeling as if you're swirling and spinning in circles. You want to find the rabbit, the bunny girl. But where did she go? You find the forest path spins and loops back around on itself. Finally, she appears again, holding a pocket watch, checking the time.
Do I need to drag you? Come, it's this way.
She hops off the trail into some trees and you follow her, keeping sight of her puffy tail as you struggle through the undergrowth. And finally, she emerges into a forest glade, and at the center, a log cabin. She opens the door and ushers you inside, and suddenly you find yourself somewhere unexpected. A big room, far larger than the size of the cabin. It has a stage, a catwalk, leading out into a crowded room of people sitting, waiting for someone to appear on stage. All around the room, lit by pink neon, are bunny girls just as beautiful as the one who led you. They're all in similar outfits, just different colours. Blue and green and red, all so sexy and cute, all with different colored ears and eyes, and all spectacular. The bunny who led you shows you to a seat and tells you to relax. Screens around the room begin playing spirals, spinning and spinning. Low, thrumming bass pumps into the room with a voice somewhere in the mix, but it's hard to make out what it's saying. It doesn't matter much because another bunny walks onto the stage. This one seems a little different to the others. She strides with confidence and you stare at her legs, tight and toned. And her big bouncy boobs are bigger than the other bunnies. She looks around at the crowd and begins to dance in a sultry rhythm, running her hands over her body, pushing her tits up, pulling down her ears, biting her lip. You're captivated. You can't look away. Something in your mind insists you don't, in fact. It's so hard to resist the bunny on stage. Her eyes spiral like the screens, drawing you in. And you feel a hand between your legs that's not your own. The bunny who brought you. A little startled, you look around and see that everyone else in the bunny club has the same thing happening. A bunny touching them sexually as they watch the bunny on stage. She's too perfect and pretty to look away from, and you simply let the pleasure happen. You don't think about it, you only stare. Her ass sways from left to right like a plump pendulum that draws your eye. It's so pretty, so kissable. How nice would it feel against your face?
And then she turns and leans forward and blows you a kiss. It's like a charm spell to your mind. You want her. You want her lips on yours, kissing you, licking at your neck, feeling her floppy ears on you, grabbing her ass. You need more. You need to touch and fuck and hump and rod. You suddenly feel you understand the phrase fuck like bunnies, because you want to fuck her more than anything. Her body is a sex machine, a bouncing, fucksome fuck machine, and you need it. But she just keeps dancing, you keep staring. The hand between your legs keeps moving, slowly. You want it faster, but you can't even open your mouth to ask. It's agonizing. You need more, need to fuck, need to feel it, feel her, feel more. You need a bunny to fuck so badly. And then, one whispers in your ear. Do you want a private show, just the two of us? You nod enthusiastically. Of course you do. Her hand moves to yours. The absence of pleasure, a horrible torment. As she leads you to another room and pushes you into a soft, plush chair, like a throne. Sit! She tells you, as if you had a choice. More screams, swirl of spirals. Pink mist hangs low in the air and the bunny dances. She moves fast, her body bouncing from side to side in a hypnotic rhythm. You're so aroused. You want her to touch you, to start rubbing you again, but she keeps dancing. Her hair bounces with every move. Her hips go up and down. Her heels click against the floor and the music bursts down on you, like a heavy weight on your open mind. All you want is to fuck the bunny over and over. You need it so badly and she just keeps dancing. You can't resist staring, but you want so much more. You crave it. Bunnies are meant to be fucked, aren't they? Her big tits in your face, her ass jiggling in your crotch. You could grab her ears and pull her close and feel her tongue against yours. You just want to be with her, to feel nothing but pleasure all the time. Pleasure with a bunny. You can't move, can't fight. The air smells heavy, smells sweet, like carrots and sex. She moves closer, finally gyrating towards you, moving so sensually, sexually. She places a hand on either side of you, holding the chair's armrests, looks deep into your eyes. Hers are so blue, her lips so pink. One ear flops down over the side of her face. You want me, don't you? She asks. You nod your head, of course you want her. You need her to finish what she started. So badly, isn't that right? She says. You nod again. You can't resist me, can you? You know you can't. You want to fuck me over and over. Yes, you think yes you do, but all you can do is nod. Good, she says and begins to rub between your legs again. Just listen now, listen to me. She doesn't say anything for a moment, teasing you, slowly moving her hand on you. It feels so good, but you desperately want more from her. I know you want to fuck me, she says at last. I know you want to breathe, like a bunny, right? You nod. She quickens her pace. And if you do, if you want, you can do that with me. Have me bounce up and down on you. Fuck you all day, every day. Bunnies go forever, she says. Her hand keeps going faster now. You can't stop staring at her. Her eyes are moist pink lips. You need her. You want to comfort her. But you want to show her your stamina. Show her you can keep up with a bunny. We have a special place at the club, you know, she says. For special guests. Those who really need the bunny treatment. Who need to be fucked by a bunny all the time. Do you want to join? You nod enthusiastically. I thought you might, she says. Come, she says it and uses one hand to drag you up, but the other keeps touching you, keeps playing between your legs. The pleasure, exquisite. You're so close, but you want to see where she's taking you. She leads you through some corridors and into a big, dark room. With a switch, the lights come on, and you see a series of cages, human-sized.
Each one has a large water bottle clamped upside down on it, and a tube leading down. Straw decorates the bottom. A few cages are already full with naked humans. A bunny girl is standing in front of one, leaning back and pressing her ass to the cage as a man inside thrusts into her and finally screams as he erupts in pleasure. Bunny turns, pats him on the head and says, "See you soon, pet," as she hops out of the room. You want to run, but the hand between your legs is insisting you stay. The bunny leads you to an open cage and says, "Hop in." You hesitate, but she smiles and says, "I'll make it feel so good for you." You don't feel you have a choice anymore. You step into the cage and she closes the door, then locks it. She reaches through the bars next and resumes touching you. "Welcome," she says, "to the bunny breeding program. You see, bunnies need sex all the time, and well, we have to keep a fresh supply of humans for that. So you'll stay here and be my little sex toy, okay?" You grab the bars with both hands and think about trying to escape. But her smile, her lips, her delicate and slender hand, those ears, you want to come. "So you're gonna come for me? And once you do, you'll strip naked and throw those clothes away. You won't need them. You'll stay here and I'll fuck you whenever I like, okay?" It's too good an offer to refuse. She speeds up her pace and winks at you, and then tells you directly, simply, to come for her. "Come for me," she says. "Come and be mine, my human pet. Come and join the bunny breeding program, like all the others." You can't resist, can't stop, can't help yourself. You can think of worse fates. As you let your orgasm grip you, you let go of resistance, and everything goes black. A few hours later, you hear a familiar voice. It's the bunny. She's back, and completely naked. "Ready for breeding, pet?" she asks. Your body reacts, and the urge to be with her is too strong to fight. Of course you're ready. You're so happy to be in the bunny breeding program.